Temperatures across the Midwest this morning were cold enough to raise some concern over the prospects of a little bit of winter kill, perhaps in portions of central Illinois and central Indiana. However, the temperatures were really just borderline cold enough to cause damage in those areas, and the area that was snow-free was relatively narrow. But with that all said, we can't rule out the potential for a little bit of damage to have occurred in some of that region, despite some scattered light snow that was noted during the day yesterday. And as far as other areas in the Midwest is concerned, that there is either adequate snow cover or temperatures were not cold enough to be a threat here this morning. And the forecast still promotes relatively quiet weather for another day, but we do have a disturbance that will be moving through the central and eastern parts of the Midwest Friday into Saturday. That system is likely to produce a wintry mix of precipitation in the Ohio River Basin and point southward. We'll see more and more rain as we get away from that region to the south. And to the north, it'll be mostly snow. And from Missouri to portions of Iowa and then east, northeastward over to Michigan and Ohio will likely see widespread snow. Snow accumulations are likely to be 1 to 4 and local 6-inch amounts. The storm system will really get more wound up as it gets into the northeastern corner of the country. 3 to 6 local 8-inch amounts of snow will likely fall from Pennsylvania into New England. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few pockets get even more than that. And that little disturbance will go ahead and get out of the Midwest as early as Sunday and we'll likely see some quieter conditions for a little while. A couple of other minor disturbances will impact the region as we move forward through the week next week, but the next more significant storm system is one that might be worth watching for. It occurs the 19th through the 22nd, and it may produce a fairly significant amount of precipitation across the Midwest. At least that's what the models have been suggesting here for the past 3 days. There's a pretty good chance that the system will change quite a bit by the time it arrives, but I still would put high odds on that being the next time period for significant precipitation across the Midwest, and it'll probably favor areas from the Delta through most of the eastern and lower parts of the region. We'll expect to see relatively dry conditions still prevailing in the northwestern Corn Belt. And I should point out that while the weather pattern is somewhat cold and somewhat stormy in the eastern parts of the U.S. Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states, we are not getting large amounts of moisture in the drier areas in the northwest. Some areas in Iowa still carrying rather significant moisture deficits from the summer, and we'll have to have additional moisture before we get involved with the spring growing season. Of course, there's plenty of time between now and then to allow that to happen. In U.S. hard red winter wheat country, there's not going to be much precipitation for a while, and that will help to maintain a status quo environment there, but there will be need for greater snow cover before we get involved with another round of bitter cold temperatures. The storm system, the 18th into the 20th, may bring some snow back to the central plains and will help to add some protection before the next bout of cold arrives. Temperatures in the Midwest are expected to continue to be fairly cold as we go through these next few days. Waves of bitter cold air will continue to come and go across northern parts of the region. High temperatures this afternoon will be mostly in the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the Midwest, with some 30s expected in the south. We'll expect cooler air to move back across the region from northwest to northeast as we go from Friday into Saturday in the afternoon. Temperatures then will be single digits and teens in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while we'll see some 20s and 30s occurring in the southern portions of the eastern Midwest. And we'll likely see the low temperatures at night falling back into the negative and positive single-digit readings in many areas across the north. Some negative teens may occur near the Canada border in Minnesota and North Dakota. I would expect to see the lower eastern Midwest see temperatures not much colder than 20s on Saturday morning, but by the time we get to Sunday morning, we could see some single digits and teens once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.